Let's get the entertainment news from Cindy Perlman, who writes for the New York Times and the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about Pam Anderson and what she's up to these days. She's never been busier, has she?
She has. Good morning, Bob, first. And Pamela Anderson, a hot new role. She's being talked about for an Oscar nomination. Can you believe that? Critics are loving her in this new movie based in Vegas called The Last Showgirl, directed by Gia Coppola, Francis Ford Coppola's daughter. It stars Pam Anderson as Shelley, a Vegas dancer who's facing a life-changing moment when her show's canceled after she's done it for 38 years. She's told no one at your age will be hired again in Vegas, and she sort of has to reinvent her life. Really good movie that premiered in Toronto this year.
Look forward to seeing that. Seth Meyers has got a stand-up special coming, and this is what he taped here in Chicago, isn't it?
It is. He's not leaving his day job, or should we say his night job on NBC. But he's branching out this Saturday night, an HBO special called Dad Man Walking instead of Dead Man Walking, taped in front of a live audience at the Vic Theater in Chicago. And if you're really sick of politics and world events, who isn't? This is none of that. It's about raising three young kids, navigating his marriage. He's got three little kids, two sons, 8 and 5, and a daughter who's 2. His wife's a human rights lawyer. And he said proudly, my kids will be talking about this special in therapy 20 years from now.
Is he going to be talking about the food poisoning incident?
He's going to talk about the food poisoning incident. He's going to talk about sharing the remote with his wife. I guess they fight, and he changes the channel after she falls asleep, but then she instantly wakes up, which is our situation here, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys, do you guys fight over the remote ever?
Well, I don't know if you call it a fight. Sometimes Marianne says, why are you flipping around? What are you doing? And then I remind her that, you know, women want to see what's on. Men want to see what else is on.
We get me falling asleep. And then the minute he changes, my husband, Rod, I'm up in 1 second going, why are you changing it? What's going on? That's my thing. But Seth Meyers has the same issue. And also sort of funny, the day before his wedding, his wife ate a bad oyster at their night before dinner. She was sick as a dog in the ER on their wedding day. The nurse came in and said, honey, you're never making it to the wedding. She sprung up and said, yes, I am, and actually married him. And he said, if there was ever a good excuse not to marry me, it was that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. All right. Dad Man Walking on HBO Saturday night, the Seth Meyers special. Talk about Outlander, because a lot of people are into this show, which is going to come back in November.
It's coming back pretty soon, November 22nd. And fans of the Scottish drama on Stars, it's a hard, hard season, Bob. You know, they went back to Scotland. I'm sure you remember at the end of last season. And Claire and Jamie end up on different boats coming back to America. What could go wrong? Well, everything, because Jamie's boat capsizes. You know, Claire's in the new world. She might have to marry someone else. Not ruining anything, because it's all in the book. But so it's a harrowing season, and also the American Revolution is going on in the backdrop. And this is sort of getting close to the end. This and one more season, and we're done with Outlander.
So this is on Stars, and are a lot of people watching this show?
Oh, it's huge with fans. And the other thing, too, they just greenlit a prequel, which is going to be about Jamie, Sam Heughan, the main guy, his family before the American Revolution, before even the fighting in Scotland. So that's already in production, this prequel.
And finally, we have Chris Pratt's message for the real stars of this galaxy, right?
He's basically totally sick of them, some of them, not all of them. But he's sick of entitled stars. But I guess at New York Comic Con last weekend, he was there just nicely promoting his movie, The Electric State, when people started talking about Hollywood. And he said, you can't have a bad attitude in movie making. It just ruins everything. It sucks when people have a crappy attitude. And he said, hey, are you having a hard time living your dream? Is that tough for you today?
Yeah.
Like, come on and pull your head out of blah, blah, blah. He didn't name names here, but he just, you know, he's a positive guy.
Yeah, and are you speculating as to who he was talking about?
You know, there could be so many, but the galaxy is not even big enough to start listing these names. So I think I should make this list. Let's go. Let's do a whole show on that.
Yeah, you could. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean Richards. Thank you, Cindy. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.